This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Anbecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So Elton John was on stage in Vegas performing Saturday night's All Right for Fighting. As part of the show, he invites members of the audience on stage to dance during the song. But last week, some of the fans got rowdy and carried away. So Elton got up from the piano and walked off the stage, yelling an obscenity at one of the dancers. He later returned to his piano and announced, "No more coming on stage for Saturday night. You've screwed it up." A new study reported in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology that people can tell if you're rich just by looking at your face. They showed test subjects close-up photos of random people, some rich, some not. The volunteers could easily pick out the faces of the rich people. And the researchers were surprised because there's no obvious cue. They say when you see a rich person, you just know. All right. Doctors in Kenya performed difficult brain surgery on the wrong patient. There were two, one needing surgery for a blood clot on the brain, the other needing just treatment for a superficial head wound. Doctors got them mixed up, opened up the brain of the head wound patient, couldn't figure out why they couldn't find the clot. Good news is the mistake was discovered. Looks like both patients are doing well, and the neurosurgeon, the anesthesiologist, and two nurses have all been suspended. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Anbecker with more botched medicine. The Daily Buzz on Cozy. Two doctors in India suspended after pictures surfaced of a man they were conducting emergency surgery on. He was lying on the operating table with his severed leg under his head as a pillow. The surgeon said while treating the industrial accident victim, they kept asking the nurses to get the patient a pillow, and when nobody did it, they grabbed the severed leg. A Democrat running for a Pennsylvania House seat won't be allowed to appear on the ballot of a special election because a judge has determined he doesn't live within the district. The judge says Frederick Ramirez doesn't spend enough time in the district because it seems he only flushes his toilet two times a month. Now we may be reaching the end of an era. If Toys R Us can't find a buyer or get financial reprieve this week, they're expected to file Chapter 7 bankruptcy and begin liquidating their remaining stores. The news prompted USA Today to ask, if Toys R Us disappears, where will shoppers go for toys? If you have a friend who's really stressed out, maybe you should stop hanging out with them. Sure, you might make their stress worse in the process, but at least you'll be better off overall. According to a new study out of Canada, stress is contagious. So if you're spending time with people who are stressed, it's going to mess with your brain and make you more stressed out too. Forbes just came out with their annual list of richest people on Earth. Topping the list this year, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, worth $112 billion, followed by Bill Gates at $90 billion, Warren Buffett, $84 billion, Bernard Arnault at $72 billion, and Mark Zuckerberg at $71 billion. Now, it's a story we've been following for more than a month now about the suspected drug dealer in England who allegedly swallowed the evidence before police could arrest him. They threw him in a cell, waiting for the evidence to turn up. It hasn't for 47 days now. He's gotten so sick, the drug charges were dropped. He's now in the hospital. Wonder if they have a statute of eliminations. Speaking of which, the California State Water Board is going to allow recycled sewer water into their freshwater reservoirs. They're still working on the acceptable percentage of sewer water that can be allowed and how long it will have to stand in the reservoir before being released. Ew. Hello, but St. Patrick's Day Lighted Parade is this Saturday night, 8:30 in downtown Coloma. I'll be there for a parade pre-show broadcast at Gemini Fun and Games on North Pawpaw Street in Coloma this Saturday night from 6 until 8. Pre-show broadcast brought to you in part by Gemini Fun and Games, DiMaggio's Pizza, Lucky Girl Brewing Company, and Apple Insurance of South Haven. I'll be on the air Friday night at 6. Stop by Gemini Fun and Games and say hi. Knucklehead news out of Tennessee, where a 68-year-old woman went to visit her grandson in prison, gave him a bag of Doritos. A prison officer asked to check the bag, and that started a scramble with the family. Inside, he found meth, pot, Xanax, ecstasy, and heroin. The unsuspecting grandma told officials she'd been given the Doritos bag by the man's girlfriend and thought she was smuggling a cell phone into him. Yeah, why do you think they call it dope? Your Daily Buzz. If you see something I should buzz about, email me, paul@wcsy.com. Leave a message on Facebook or Twitter, fax 637-2675, or drop off the info here at the station on M140 in South Haven, right across from McFadden's Friendly Motors. Podcasts of the Daily Buzz available at WCSY.com. Also, great podcasting outlets like Google Play and iTunes. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift, and that's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Decker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.